sacrifices or devotional services. Yagya Ishvaram unto the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead. Jagna, sacrifice. Vitana, spreading. Vigya, experts. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, O friend of irreligion, you do not deserve to remain in a place where experts perform sacrifices according to truth and religious principles for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Therefore, O friend of irreligion, you do not deserve to remain in a place where experts perform sacrifices according to truth and religious principles for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Jagneshwara, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the beneficiary of all kinds of sacrificial ceremonies. Such sacrificial ceremonies are prescribed differently in the scriptures for different ages. In other words, sacrifice means to accept the supremacy of the Lord and thereby perform acts by which the Lord may be satisfied in all respects. The atheists do not believe in the existence of God, and they do not perform any sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord. Any place or country where the supremacy of the Lord is accepted and the sacrifice is performed is called Brahmavarta. There are different countries in different parts of the world, and each and every country may have different types of sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord. But the central point in pleasing Him is ascertained in the Bhagavatam, and it is truthfulness. The basic principle of religion is truthfulness, and the ultimate goal of all religions is to satisfy the Lord. In this age of Kali, the greatest common formula of sacrifice is the Sankirtan Jaga. That is the opinion of the experts who know how to propagate the process of Jaga. Lord Chaitanya preached this method of Jaga and has understood from this verse that the sacrificial method of Sankirtan Jaga may be performed anywhere and everywhere in order to drive away the personality of Kali and save human society from falling prey to the influence of the age. Navartitavyam tada dharma bando dharmena satyena chavartitavyam Brahmaravarte yatra yajanti jagnar jagneshwaram jaga vitana jag vigya. Therefore, O friend of your religion, you do not deserve to remain in a place where experts perform sacrifices according to truth and religious principles for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristai Bhutte Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatyade Satarne. Here mentions that sacrifice is the basis of satisfying Krishna. Jagna Vai Vishnu, it is said. Jagna Tat Kamarno Nyatra Loko yam kamrabandhanai tadartham api konteya mukta sangha samachara. That work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu, it has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world. Perform prescribed duties for His satisfaction, O son of Kunti, and this way you'll always remain unattached and free from bondage. Or as Krishna says at the last verse of the 17th chapter, that Ashvadana Dharmasya, Ashvadaya Purusha, Ashvadara Ashvadaya Bhutam Datam, Ashvadaya Hutam datam. Ashraya hutam datam tapas taptam kritam chayat. Asat ityuchate parta na cha tat pretino hiha. So, ashradaya hutam dahatam. So, anyone who performs sacrifice without faith in the Supreme, tapas taptam kritam chayat, any kind of austerity or penance or sacrifice without such faith, the tat ityuchate parta, so, this such an activity is nachat tat pretino iha. It's useless both in this life and the next. In other words, as William Shakespeare says, this whole world is full of sound and fury, but it signifies nothing. It appears that many things are going on, but all we're seeing is the modes of nature changing around us. But the soul who's watching this whole thing, nothing's happening to him. He's just going from one bewildering situation to the next, not knowing what the actual purpose is of life. And even in the human form of life, where there is an opportunity to understand it, one may miss the point completely. That sacrifice, Krishna explains, usually people think of sacrifice as you have a big fire and you throw something into it. Mainly people, that's what they think. You sacrifice people. That's the usual. Hindu, that's what the people think the Hindus do. They take some poor person and they throw him into the fire to satisfy their voracious gods. But that's sacrifice. Everyone's performing sacrifice. Krishna explains about different types of sacrifice, in the modes of goodness, in the modes of passion, and the mode of ignorance. So in the mode of goodness, Krishna, in the 18th chapter, he talks about the worker, the work, the endeavor. In the 17th chapter, he talks about different types of sacrifices. Beginning with Apala Kankshibira Jagno Vidi Dishtamtit Ijite Yastavyam Eviti Samak Samadaya Satsatvika. So that sacrifice which is performed according to the scriptures, not just whimsically, but according to authority. Apala Kankshibira Jagno Vidi. Vidi means the scriptures. What you're supposed to be doing. Dishta it Ijite. Yastavyam evati samak, and which fixes the consciousness and the life air in a certain way. In other words, we're hearing the scriptures so we can become determined to do something. Not that we're hearing the scriptures to hear some nice pastimes and get entertained, and so we feel good. I'm good, you're good, everyone's good. No, we're hearing the scriptures so we can find out what to do so we can make some progress towards liberation. So that's called the mode of goodness. But the whole idea is the sacrifice, the reward, is not something material. Sometimes people think that I'm making some sacrifice and I'm looking for some result. Namely, give me a house, give me a wife, give me a color TV, Jai Jagadisha Hari. Om Jai Jagadisha Hari. So that's not the purpose. The purpose is self-realization, to get out of the material concept of life. That if one is entangled in a prison, if you work very nicely, we'll put a color television in your prison cell. But that's not the purpose of being a good prisoner. The purpose of being a good prisoner is to get out of the prison. So what if they put a carpet in your prison cell, you're still in prison. So the idea is, without any award, yastavyam. Yastavyam iditi sama. Where is the word? Oh, apala, without fruit. Akankshibhira, without desiring any fruit. According to the scripture, vididishtam, and yastavyam aviti samak. So which fixes the consciousness in equanimity. That is, one is able to understand that the material nature is just different combinations of the modes and earth and water and fire, that there's nothing really to hanker for or lament over here. It's just the modes with different material gross and subtle elements. But abhisandaya tupalam, dambartam api chayavayat, idati varatar shesta tad jagna vidirajasa. But those who perform sacrifices for some material benefit or for the sake of pride, O chief of the Bharatas, such a sacrifice is in the mode of passion. So that's generally what people are sacrificing. If they have enough money, then they want to increase their false prestige. And if they don't have enough money, they just want money. They'll worry about their false prestige later. So this is passion. Somehow or another, we have some idea what will make us happy in the material world, and we're working to get it. And then the mode of ignorance, one won't even work. Neither one will perform the sacrifice to make some spiritual advancement or even material advancement. So, vidihinam ashistanam mantrahinam adakshinam mohadaravite karma jagna tamasaparichakshite. So, vidihinam, one works against the injunctions of the scriptures. Ashistanam, there is no distribution of prasad. Mantrahinam, there's no chanting a mantra. Adakshinam, there's no giving in charity. Shradavirahitam jagnam, there's no faith at all. Doesn't sound very auspicious. Tamasaparichakshute, so this is in the mode of ignorance. So this is where the society is heading for. More or less in the mode of ignorance. Of course, there's no conception of most of these things. People don't believe it in the scripture. They change it around. What to speak of ashristanam, distribution of prasad. They won't even offer Kali prasad. What to speak of Krishna prasad. And mantrahinam, their only mantra is, where is money? And what's on television? Mantrahinam adakshina, and there's no distribution of, there's no giving in charity. Of course they give charity, but even that charity is generally in the mode of ignorance. They give charity to combating, saving poor people in some country, and all the money goes to the head of the country and the poor people starve. In Peru, you can go there and you can see all the American government subsidies, and they're on sale. In other words, the government got the subsidies, and they sell it and make money. Mantrahinam adakshinam moham shradavirahitam. There's no faith. They don't know what to fix their mind upon. They have no faith. Their only faith is in making money and enjoying sense gratification. So such sacrifice is considered in the mode of ignorance. So generally people are sacrificing. That everyone feels that they're sacrificing something. The people get up in the morning early. They drive to work. They're sacrificing for their family. That's considered to be very elevated. If you work hard and actually support a family, as it says in the 12th canto, that if you can have a wife and two children, you're considered to be a hero in present society. You're considered to be quite a, you know, your sacrifices is quite sublime. Because even the animals they take care of a wife and some children. The dog in the street, at least maybe he doesn't, the female dog, will raise 8 children in one litter. But no one's giving her, you know, the good housekeeping reward. In every species of life, the mother raises the children, and in some species, the father does some work also to maintain the family. The birds, they build their nest, they go and get the worms. Everyone has their duty in the family life. But it doesn't really help elevate them. Therefore, the conclusion is that what everyone is doing, even in family life, one has to do it in knowledge. Knowledge that Krishna says everything here belongs to him, everything is meant for his service, and that's the only way anyone can benefit. Suridam sarvade bhutanam gyatvamam shantim richati. And except for that, everyone's mind will simply become agitated by searching for some happiness that doesn't exist. That as long as one is absorbed in the thoughts that I and mine, then one has to be overwhelmed by material illusion. And in a material illusion, everyone suffers. Krishna bahir mukha bhoga vanchitare mayasta nikatista maya nikatista maya japatiyadare. As soon as one turns one's face away from Krishna, Krishna bahir mukha bhoga vanchitare, and one desires to enjoy the material world, nikatista maya. So maya is standing right by, and japatiya dare. And maya slaps the living entity into illusion. Although everyone has to work, everyone has to perform sacrifice, everyone actually has to give some charity, everyone has to perform some austerity. But unless it's done for Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, then there's no real permanent result from it. One may be satisfied with temporary results, but the temporary results sometimes are auspicious, sometimes very inauspicious, and as we can see, especially in Kali Yuga, the tendency is towards inauspiciousness. And even King Pratibarahichat, or Barhishat, in Satyuga, he was performing sacrifices, but Narada Muni revealed to him that you're going to become an animal in your next lifetime. Here's the pious king performing sacrifices according to the Vedic injunctions, but even he was occurring sinful reactions. Even if there was a slight mistake in the performance of the sacrifice, that the animals he was sacrificing would come back and torture him. That's Satyuga. What to speak in this yuga? Therefore, one here it mentions we have to perform the Sankirtan Jaga, the chanting Hare Krishna, the spreading of the name, form, quality, and pastimes of Krishna. Otherwise, people misunderstand. It is not that we're trying to glorify some ordinary personality. We're trying to explain how this world is connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That it's not simply our sectarian philosophy that we're religious fundamentalists and that we're trying to convert the poor innocent people from their, you know, so that we can, it's our business to do that. So we can become powerful and enjoy better in the material world. We want to become more and more influential. Just as Krishna doesn't come because he's in short of servants. Not that there's some vacancy in the spiritual world. And Krishna can't, he has so many palaces, he can't find good help. So he comes to the material world looking for some good help. No, he's coming here for the benefit of the conditioned souls to teach them how to properly live so that their lives can become fruitful, can actually get some benefit out of the human form of life so they don't have to go back into the other species of life and suffer in ignorance, complete ignorance. Therefore, he comes, especially in Kali Yuga, where people are not very philosophical. They're overwhelmed with their material sentiments. They're overwhelmed by illusion from miseducation. And simply asking people to chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam and dance. Of course, for many people, that's too much to ask. Chant, dance, and feast. How difficult. They'd rather take a pill for self-realization. But that's more or less that is the bottom line. There is no pill for self-realization. There is no secret mantra. That one has to learn how to perform the Sankirtan Jaga, sacrifice for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, then there's some possibility of becoming Krishna conscious even in this age. That it is not a different religion in competition with other religions. It is religion. It's the essence of all religion. It's religion, but without the sectarian element, a universal understanding of our relationship with God and how we can revive it. Whatever religion, one can perform the Sankirtan, glorification of God. Which bona fide religion says that we shouldn't glorify God? Because maybe religions are coming to that. The current religion in America is more or less atheism. That's the actual official religion, where in all the public institutions you can't glorify God. That's the religion. That's the one rule and regulation everyone has to follow. Don't speak about God. Even there was one judge, I think in Alabama, they had some monument with the Ten Commandments on it from the court, and he was fired from his post for not removing it. For thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, it's against the state to demand that these things be followed. That thou shalt not kill, that they take as a religious principle. Thou shalt not steal. That's not to be taught. So what's left? That we all came out of apes, we all evolved from the ape, and that we're not really much different from the apes. Except that the apes are a little bit more kind to their children than we are. They're a little bit more advanced, a little bit more adherent to religious principles than we are. At least they don't violate them so easily. So we evolved from the apes, and we're becoming less than apes. Therefore, the Sankirtan Jaga has to be presented, because otherwise, due to the bewildering presentations of the age of Kali, it is very difficult for people to understand clearly what is actually going on. They think that they're not being directed. They're free to do whatever they want. That this is the land of freedom. But everyone's free to do whatever the government tells them to do, whatever the newspapers tell them to do, whatever the movies tell them to do. They're free to buy, work hard, and buy things that they don't need. They're free to do that. But they're not free to preach in public forums about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The government doesn't support religion. It supports the tobacco industry, supports so many different sinful activities, animal slaughter, intoxication, gambling, meat eating. The government supports these things, but it won't support religion. So this is a very unfortunate age, and only by loudly chanting Hare Krishna and spreading the Sankirtan movement can it be counteracted. Prabhupada said, fortunately in America at least, they don't stop us for now chanting Hare Krishna. And there's some forums for distributing books. Unfortunately, there are no devotees to do it. There's not enough devotees to do it, and therefore Kali's very happy. Kali is very happy. The devotees are very peaceful. They don't want to agitate anyone. They're very friendly to everyone. They don't disturb anyone. So Kali's very happy that we're so gentleman, ladylike, that we're allowing him to flourish without any interference. But that's not. We have to understand the necessity of the Sankirtan movement and try, according to our capacity, to try and distribute it. So I'll stop there. Any questions? Your next door neighbor. Kali, well, whether he's a person, here it mentions that he is a person, but there may be one person who's the personification of Kali, there may be many representatives. But more or less, Kali has been defined as lack of religious principles. That's different. That's Kali. This is Kali. Kali. It's a different word. There's a long A instead of, this is a too short. There's a short A. The other is a long A. What's that?
It's sin, you know, if you don't after Krishna and eat other food.
Other food?
Which is not after Krishna.
What do you mean?
If you don't offer foodstuffs to Krishna and eat them, then it's, you're eating sin.
Yeah. What are you doing in a Durga temple?
And when they, you know, just do prasad,
Kali prasad.
So, something I kind of like to ask you.
Well, theoretically, they were supposed to offer the prasad first to Lord Vishnu, to Shalagram Shila, because Lord Shiva doesn't eat anything which is not offered to Vishnu. But I don't know if they follow so strictly or what exactly is the ingredients. But you can always accept it. The prasad, it doesn't mean you have to eat it. But I wouldn't recommend it. Food which is offered just to the demigods without offering to Krishna first. No, accept it. You don't have to eat it. You can always accept. If they get insulted, after all, Kali worshippers are sometimes a little fierce. You don't want to agitate them. So you can always accept it. Doesn't mean you have to eat it. Just tell them you'll save it. You want to distribute it to your family. Anything else? Yes. How much are they giving to Krishna? Well, how is it for Krishna if you don't give him anything? Just like if I'm saying I'm working very hard for you. Say you have a boss, Maturana, and you go back to Dallas, and you're working in your own house. You say, but I'm dedicating my house to you. What's that? It's all yours. Of course, I don't give you anything, but it's all yours. If you ever drop by, you could stay. So that's just sentiment. Nothing practical. Prabhupada says that people retire, they go to Vrindavan, and they leave all their money to their wife and children. So they arrive at Vrindavan, the person says, "Here I am." So Krishna says, "Well, where's your money? Where's all your assets?" "Oh, that's for my wife and children. I'm giving you my dead body." How are they reminded? If they don't offer anything to Krishna, then how are they reminded of Krishna by their work? Yeah, maybe they do. That's always possible. We can't say they can't do that. Oh, I'm sure we've heard a lot of things. No one's going to say, "Actually, I'm stealing from Krishna, and I like it." What good is maintaining your? What good is maintaining your family? As I said, how are they going to become? What does it mean to become a nice devotee? They'll become like you. Every other Janmasthami, they go to the temple. Some faith in Krishna is nice, but to think, that's the problem, is that we imagine ourselves to be on some platform where we're actually not. We make up our own standards. But that's considered demoniac in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Dambenartha Namah. Dharmenartam, 16th chapter. Atma sambhavita stabda dana mana vidanvitaha vijante nama jagnaste dhamdena viripurvakam. Self-complacent and always impudent, deluded by wealth and false prestige, they sometimes proudly perform sacrifice in name only without following any rules or regulations. So that's one of the qualities of the demons. In name only. They don't follow any rule and regulation, but they're declaring themselves to be great religious personalities. What's that? I believe. Learn Bhagavad Gita and use it on your friends. So it was nice being here. So we hope that the Sankirtan movement, Prabhupada said, if you don't expand it, at least maintain it. So you have such nice big deities here. So you need at least so much of a crew just to maintain the deity worship here. But hopefully, even the land of Texas, one day, in every town and village in Texas, they'll all be chanting Hare Krishna. Even in Vidar, Texas. What's that? So it was nice to be here. Forgive all my offenses. We hope to see you soon. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.